Good evening, and welcome to Adventure and Interviews. I'm your host, Airthrandiri Ariel. Tonight, we'll be talking to another one of my traveling companions. A woman of immense courage, remarkable cleverness, and incredible strength, Kiva. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me in your nebulous interview space.
Always. Well then, let's get started. What's your current state of mind?
Oh, right now? I feel good. A break from what we've been going through is much more welcome than I anticipated.
Right? You really don't notice the unrelenting horror until it stops for a few minutes. That's why I've enjoyed doing these, honestly. And the chance to learn more about y'all. Speaking of which, what's your idea of perfect happiness?
Ooh. Seeing my daughter grow old, knowing that I've done everything I can to shield her and protect her and teach her to be strong.
And what's your greatest fear?
That Garrick was right about me.
What's the trait you most deplore in yourself?
I don't know that I can name just one.
If you had to pick the worst, though.
I think I trust too easily. I let myself believe that there's more good in the world than there really is. I see a glimmer of hope, and I just try to hold on to it, even if it burns me.
And what's the trait you most deplore in others?
Presumption.
Can you expand on that a little?
My husband was the type of person who made a lot of money playing off of people's expectations for what was considered polite or acceptable. He was disrespectful and foul, handsy, quick-tempered, and he'd do anything he could to make a quick buck, you know, even if it meant hurting others or coercing them to hurt themselves. His music was magical, I know now, the sort of thing you frown at Lillison for using. Helped him get away with a lot that in an otherwise civilized society would be unacceptable.
I'm sorry. Reminds me of my old boyfriend. He was always that kind of man, using people as he needed to pull himself up. Magic and all. Damn glad you're rid of him. What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
Violence is never the answer. It's bullshit. Sometimes violence is the only answer.
Damn right. Unfortunately. What's the quality you like most in a woman?
resilience. Every woman I've known, like really known, has had an incredible capacity for strength. I mean, that power to stand even when others, when the whole world wants you to fall. It's inspiring. How could it not be? But I'm also a complete sucker for a nice smile.
You know, Ez does have rather nice teeth. At any rate, what or who is the greatest love of your life?
Ava. I didn't understand when I was young how powerful love could be, and then I saw her face. There's no love greater.
I'm so glad you're going to have her again. It's maybe the one true gift this place has given us. When and where were you happiest?
My dad, when I was young, used to draw me pictures of the Feywild and tell me about my mother. It was when I felt closest to her in those moments. It was like the very act of remembering her brought her back to us for just a few minutes each night.
If you could change just one thing about yourself, what'd it be?
Well, before Barovia, I'd say I'd change how quick I could be to anger, but it's come in handy quite a few times, so now I guess I'd change how long I lived in fear of being who I am.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
I don't know if I'd say it's my greatest achievement, but the Sun Sword, finding me worthy enough to wield it, is an incredible honor.
Well, aside from the Sun Sword, what would you call your most treasured possession?
In here, it's been that journal Lil nicked from the murder house.
Oh, really? Or what sort of stuff do you write in it?
It's been a record of my time here, I suppose. Notes about our travels and warnings, things I can't say to other people. Things about my past, wishes for the future. If I don't make it out, I'd hope someone else finds it. Maybe it can help them. At the very least, it'll be some kind of legacy. You know, some proof that I was here and I was alive, and maybe I won't be forgotten.
I promise you won't be. What do you most value in your friends?
Their brilliance and kindness and capacity for empathy and, despite everything, ability to trust. And just about every one of them can tell an incredible story.
Oh, thank you. Oof, sorry about this one. How would you like to die?
Ooh, don't be sorry. This is a good question. I used to say in my sleep, but that's not for me anymore. If I am going to die, especially here, I want to take Strahd down with me. Castle, kingdom, all.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a few names, and I want you to tell me the first thing that pops into your head for each of them. Don't screen it, just let it happen. Lillison.
Future unrelenting monarch.
Amity.
Fairy tale princess who doesn't need saving.
Metreon.
My twin flame.
Irithrandir.
Perpetual explorer.
Strahd.
An actor about to take his final bow.
All right. Now, one final question. If you can go back and tell past Kiva anything at all, what would you tell her?
Ooh. Okay. Past Kiva. If you ever find yourself having to run, and you're thinking of going back to Neverwinter, make sure you invest in a better set of armor before you go.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. It puts things very nicely in perspective, considering where we're headed next.
It does. And for now, dear listeners, be safe and take care.